The student robotics team at Milwaukee's Riverside University High School is heading to an international championship again. The Riverside RoboTigers have made it all the way to the final competition 4 out of the last 5 years. This year's tournament is in Detroit this week. Education reporter Emily Files caught up with the team last month at a regional match in downtown Milwaukee's UWM Panther Arena.
The RoboTigers are wearing bright orange shirts and safety goggles. It takes two of them to carry their robot to the outer space-themed competition field. The robot is about 2 feet tall, with 6 wheels around a square base and metal levers that control a basket at the top. Its main job is to carry rubber balls from one side of the field to the other, and then fling them into a cargo hold. Robots from 3 schools work together against another alliance of 3, trying to score as many points as possible. The match is over in just 3 minutes.
How'd it go? We won.
That's Ariana Massey, one of the 4 students on the RoboTigers drive team, which controls the robot during matches. Massey is a junior who joined the team as a freshman after she saw a robot demonstration.
I never saw something like that before, and I was already interested in STEM and like building stuff. And the way it was all set up, it really intrigued me.
The RoboTigers are one of more than 3,000 high school teams that participate in the FIRST Robotics League. FIRST is an international youth organization that promotes engineering and technology. RoboTigers mentor Emily Ralph explains how it works.
The first weekend in January, there's this big game release. So the teams have no idea what their robot is supposed to do for the year until that weekend in January. And everybody finds out at the same time. From there, you have 6 weeks to design and build your robot. So everything you're seeing right now was done in 6 weeks.
During that time, the RoboTigers meet every day after school and on Saturdays. There are 21 students who participate.
It's like a sport for the mind is what they say. So, you know, it's kids get a chance to design, create, engineer, wire, an entire competition robot.
Chris Levis is assistant principal at Riverside and the RoboTigers head coach. He says the team started 11 years ago and has only gotten stronger.
Other suburban schools and more affluent teams have been able to achieve that, but it's kind of rare to see in an inner city school or an inner city district the success we've had. And the fact that we're kind of building a robotics engineering dynasty at Riverside.
Like most MPS high schools, Riverside is majority Black and Hispanic, and 80% of students are economically disadvantaged. As Levis points out, that is not the reality for many of the teams the RoboTigers compete against. Students on the team say it's helped build their confidence. Yen Nong So is the son of Burmese refugees. He's a senior at Riverside.
I used to be a little introverted, but now I'm a little more extroverted. Like, I'm going up to people, talking to people, and that has taught me a long way.
Robotics sets many of the students on an engineering career path. The team is sponsored by companies like Rockwell Automation, which provides student internships. So says his robotics experience got him an internship at We Energies. He plans to attend UW Milwaukee to study mechanical engineering.
It's going to be a lot of school, but it's going to be worth it in the end because I can come back and contribute or probably build the next robot that actually can like do a lot of human stuff.
The RoboTigers are so tight-knit that So and his friends say once they graduate high school, they want to come back as volunteer mentors for the team. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.